Jane Jacobs was an American activist, writer, and economist. She is widely considered an influential thinker about urban planning in the 1900s. Jane Butzner was born in Scranton, Pennsylvania, in 1916. As a young woman, she had many interests, including economics, law, science, and politics. Her higher education was brief, however. Jacobs did not complete her college education. While working as a writer for the Office of War Information, she met a building designer named Robert Jacobs. In 1944, they married. They later had three children. Experts have described Jacobs as a writer who wrote well, but not often. She is best known for her book, The Death and Life of Great American Cities. The book was published in 1961. It is still widely read today by both city planning professionals and the general public. In the book, Jacobs criticized the urban renewal projects of the 1950s. She believed these policies destroyed existing inner-city communities and their economies. Jacobs also thought that modern planning policies separated communities and created unnatural city areas. Jacobs described the nature of cities, their streets and parks, the different cultures represented by citizens, and the safety of a well-planned city. Jacobs wrote that peace on the streets of cities is not kept mainly by the police, although police remain necessary. Peace is kept by a system of controls among the people living in a place. She believed the problem of insecurity cannot be solved by spreading people out more thinly. Jane Jacobs spent her life studying cities. She wrote 7 books on urban planning, the economy of cities, and issues of commerce and politics. Her last book, published in 2004, was Dark Age Ahead. In it, Jacobs described several major values that she believed were threatened in the United States and Canada. These included community and family, higher education, science and technology, and a government responsive to citizens' needs. Jane Jacobs had her critics. Many of them argued that her ideas failed to represent the reality of city politics. Others argued that Jacobs had little sympathy for people who want a lifestyle different from the one she proposed. Jane Jacobs died in 2006 in Toronto, Canada, at the age of 89. Her family released a statement on her death. It said, "What's important is not that she died, but that she lived, and that her life's work has greatly influenced the way we think." I'm John Russell.